B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It was fun. I can't believe you picked that. All right, real quick, give me the commercial that you you have to admit you like.
All right. Usually I hate when commercials are overplayed, but I still laugh every time that stupid Gordon Ramsay commercial.
I like it too.
The cocktail stick.
Use a cocktail stick.
I crack up every time, and I know
this is not a buffet.
I know what she's about to say every time. I know what she's about to say.
See, you watch sports, you watch sports like I do. So if you truly watch sports, invariably there's going to be commercials, and that's always on.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what sport
it's that,
you're watching.
And yes, it's always on, and in Lexus Land too. Like that's the other one with the bow and the car and the utopian society with the turtlenecks.
Use the cocktail stick.
Use the cocktail stick.
I got one more.
This is not a good use of your killing every talents, Gordon.
Yes. Do you remember the Doritos?
Oh yeah. What about the Doritos?
The Doritos commercial where the kid makes the guy pay him, and then he goes into the fake time machine, and then the kid starts shaking it, and then there's an old man who lives at the house. So the old man runs out and goes, "Get off my lawn." So the kid runs away, and then when the dude opens the door, now it's the old man to the little kid, and he thought the time machine worked.
Really?
Yeah, I find that hilarious.
Yeah, I don't actually remember that one.
I'll send you a link.
That's all right, but that's good though. I'm glad. All right, give me this one. Give me a food that you would fight over, like this chicken sandwich. I don't understand the fight over fowl.
All right,
I don't get it.
So I would never actually throw hands for food, but
I don't know. Maybe it might be something.
I showed you the picture of the
certain beers I would fight for.
Remember the picture I showed you yesterday? The Lithuanian pancake.
Yes.
The potato. So I ate that last Saturday. And the woman in line in front of me, my God, the questions that she asked. I was the second person in line, and she was there for 10 minutes asking questions. And it wasn't that it was the last piece of food ever, but the fact that she took so long just to get out of my damn way, I almost got in a fight because of that, because I just wanted my food. So how about that? Does that work?
Wow.
How do you make these? Okay, step aside so I can get mine, please. There's like 50 people behind me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Please. Say, just move over. Google it if you really need it. Come on, that's why you got the internet. Let's go. Meanwhile, it's the poor Lithuanians. They can't understand her.
Yeah.
She's in. How do you make this?
My man, the South Philly Santa, says he would kill for some stuffed calamad.
Oh.
Which is the calamari.
Calamari, of course. Yeah.
The stuffed calamari. He said he would kill for that. He's ready to throw down. It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from Chickies and Pete's. Kill for some crab fries. Right here in Marlton, New Jersey. We're at Beasley Media Group Station. Time for a little Bring the Heat action.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
All right, let's see what we got today. Do we get anything good?
Of course we did.
I like the new Bring the Heat. Kind of rebranding it. You down with that?
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Right.
Let's see what we got.
All right, let's hear it.
So Matt Collins does suck. We all agree on that. He's hurting the team. He's not helping the team. Why don't we put JJAW in there and get him the rep to see if he's going to have the talent? There's no point in just benching JJAW. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I hear you. No, you're right. I mean, I don't think he can play either, but he can't run. Think about this for a second. Imagine he's a second round pick and he can't, the receivers are historically bad and he can't get on the field. What is that? What's next?
Oh, now he breaks to Howie Roseman's press conference. Hey, Howie, I'm from the Athletic. Yeah, man. Can you tell us what went on with Deshaun's injury and why you didn't bring in a receiver who could stretch the field to protect Carson?
That was good use of the cricket, man. I like it. Next.
You guys were talking about the New Orleans game where Reggie Bush pretty much was annihilated by downtown Sheldon Brown. My son looked at the and I looked at each other and we thought, oh my God, he's dead.
Yes. I just had a deja vu. I had a deja vu with that caller, like that he was talking about Sheldon Brown and that hit, and they thought Reggie Bush was dead. Did that ever happen before?
That call right there?
Yeah.
Not that I remember, but I'm sure somebody has left a message like that before, because I think we were all thinking that. I had it yesterday.
You had deja vu yesterday?
Uh-huh.
What was going on?
I was working the double yesterday. I stuck around, produced for Tyrone yesterday, and Josh Rabick was helping out, screening the calls, and I went back there to ask him something, and I was like, this has happened before. Like, these exact steps, these exact words.
Yeah, you've experienced it before. Deja vu is a weird feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a weird feeling. It's like a little snippet, like a snippet into the universe and what it really means. But then it goes away. It's fleeting. Just when you can try to figure it out, evaporates.
It's deep.
What's next?
This is Echo Lenny, King of Reverb. I just want to let you know, keep your head up. I think we got this.
E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I like it, Echo Lenny. I like it. That's good. He's good. The King of Reverb. What's next?
Anthony, it's Gabriel. Bring the E-line must stay for one simple reason. Dallas sucks. I hope the purple-headed soldiers ram it down their throats this weekend. Go Birds.
Go Birds, Gabriel.
I love Cap.
Always great to hear. Oh, Tunis, did you have to play that?
Yes.
I love Cap.
His voice makes my skin crawl.
Yes.
Why is that? Like, it's true. It's me. I hear him and my skin crawls.
Now, I
hear the president of the franchise, Andy McPhail, and I get angry. With Klentak, I just get uncomfortable. And thankfully, I swoon when Girardi speaks.
Now, I don't like to cast judgment, but some may say he sounds like a nerd, and because he's Mr. Analytics.
Nah,
I wouldn't say that. I think other people believe it, though.
No.
I love Cap.
He sounds more, my skin crawls in more, like I find him disingenuous. Like I don't believe anything he says.
He says they're not going to make the same mistake this year, Ant.
Well, pitching, here's novel. Wow. What book did you read that, Matt? What's next?
That's it.
All right, good.
Baseball GMs for dummies. That's where he read it.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. A lot of people. We need to run and talk to as many people as possible, because then we have our picks. Are you ready for your picks?
Well, always.
All right. Don't forget, Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Fall is here, and that means winter's not far behind. And actually, it's going to get cold this week. There was a squall. Flurries in the area. Can your heating system handle the cold that's coming? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. All right, let's go to Bob in Royersford. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bobby!
Hey, what's up, cuz?
How are you, Bob?
Good. I'm trying to get off the speakerphone.
Thanks, buddy. Bob, you want some peanut chews?
You know, I got a crazy story for you about peanut chews. My dad used to work for a peanut chews company.
Are you serious?
Yep. Case Goldenberg was the distributor for peanut chews. And my dad used to work for Chris Chase, who was the owner of the company.
That's wild.
Crazy, right?
That is cool, man. That's why I was going to give you the tub, but you probably eaten a million chews in your life.
That's wild.
That's wild. If you want them, you got them. It's up to you.
Yeah, I give them to someone who deserves them.
All right. You got it. That's cool, Bob.
In my life. I appreciate that.
That's cool. It's a good Philadelphia family, the Goldenberg family.
Oh, And he worked for Chris Chase, and what an unbelievable family. They were so good to my dad.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. That's great.
So last night I got the pleasure to go to the Hall of Fame induction, Philadelphia Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, really? And how was it?
It was awesome. It was if anybody ever has an opportunity to do it, I can't recommend it highly enough.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, my brother is partners in a business, and they got tickets to that, so I was invited as a guest.
Ah, good for you. Who'd you see down there? Who'd you meet? Jason?
I wanted to meet Jason, didn't get the opportunity. Met Susie Culver. She was awesome.
Yeah, she's great. I love Susie.
And Troy Vincent.
Ah, Troy's a great guy, too.
He's the best.
Yeah.
So I got a picture with him.
Oh, that's cool.
I went with an open mind. I'm a Philadelphia 4-for-4 heart and soul player fan. Donovan McNabb goes to everybody had a positive spin on their speech.
Yeah.
And Donovan comes up, and love him or hate him, he's one of the greatest Eagles of all time.
Without a doubt. Yep.
And his family's there from Chicago.
Oh, that's nice.
Trey's there. Herman's is there. Ryan's there. Andy Reid flies in. Yesterday, flew back out last night to be there for him.
Andy flew in for the oh, that's dynamite.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he steps up to the microphone, and all he could talk for the first half of his speech, all he talked about was the Boo Birds. And
I'm embarrassed.
I'm like, really? You got to be kidding me, dude. I came here with a complete open mind. I'm hoping it's going to be like an Eric Lindros kind of thing where he had to fall out with the Flyers. And he turns around and, you know, they made it right again. And I'm hoping that he's doing the same thing. And, man, he just, for me, he ruined it.
Oh, really? That's a shame. Yeah. That's a shame. I mean, we figure on that kind of occasion where he's being celebrated, that's where you let the... Well, all those scars be, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just embrace the moment. That's crazy. A shame. Shame to hear that, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby.
I just wish he'd get over it, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Thanks,
Bobby.
Thank you.
It's a shame, man. You know, five will always gripe about booze. Freddie. Here he is, my good man, Fred from South Carolina.
What do you say, mi hermano que paso?
What's up, hermano?
No, but because the only chance I get to listen to you, I'm driving back from a conference, right? You guys, what do you want to talk about? I said, I don't have much. I'm going to do the five. Until VG comes with the UCLA thing. And I'm at this conference talking to a professor at UCLA who had been in Philadelphia. He said to me, wow, you guys still really are bitter about Chip Kelly. I said, we're not bitter. We hope he never wins another game again, that fat little thumb. And this guy's like, wow, you guys, you really are passionate. I'm like, and that's what people don't understand. It's, yes, we hold grudges for a reason.
Oh, my God, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, so he was just laughing. We were talking football, and he says, well, why do you think Chip was so successful? I said, because at Oregon, every year up on that Nike plane, you know, you had 100 new recruits from Compton who got off with Nike gear in Oregon, and it was next man up. In the NFL, that wasn't happening, and that's why it didn't work.
Oh, my God, that's great. That's great.
But that just cracked me up. So I know you're up against it, so if I can quick do the five. So I'm going to tell you the matchup I want to see right now is Clemson versus Ohio State. Because right now, everybody here in South Carolina crying, well, how come Clemson's at number five? Well, go beat Ohio State, and you'll find out whether or not you should be.
Yes.
That would be mine. I'm going to tell you who I'm out on. Yeah, I'm out on AB because I'm just exhausted from him, and Booger McFarland. I am just out on Booger. He's awful. He's just awful. And him and Tessitore, like, I'm starting to think like Link, I'm just going to put music on in the background and watch the game. Because I can't take Tessitore and Booger McFarland.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And I can't remember some of the other questions, but the only other question I can remember is, the only thing I would throw hands over, socks, pound cake. That's the only thing I would throw hands over.
Oh, yeah, tell me about that.
Dude, you can't get that anywhere. So every time I go home, I'm fighting with my family to, you know, hey, can you guys get me some Sox pound cake? Because there's nothing like it on the planet. And God forbid that, you know, somebody were like, oh, I got the last Sox pound cake. I would beat you down until I got the Sox pound cake.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. What, Andrew, you like the pound cake too?
Yeah, he lives in Brigantine, Mr. Stock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
There's nothing like...
I've had a beer with Mr. Stock.
Have you really?
Yes, he goes to the Elks.
What makes the pound cake so good? Like a buttery pound cake?
It's the density of it. It's the sweet... Because I know you're not like a sweet guy, but it's the density of it. It's the perfect balance of sweet. And you take one bite, you're like, oh, my God, that's Philadelphia. Oh, my God.
Wow, the pound cake. My grandmother, the pound cake. It was always about the pound cake.
Yeah. And I've had them from all over. Cake. There's nothing like stock. There's nothing. That's the only thing I would trade hands over.
Oh, I love it. Freddie, what a great call, man.
All right, guys. I love you. I'll be listening on the weekend.
Love you, buddy.
You know I do.
You're the man, bro. Thank you. That's classic. You a pound cake man?
I can do a pound cake. Stocks, it's good. Seriously.
Really? Really?
Yeah, there's a good moisture to it too. Like, dude, it's amazing.
Because sometimes the cake, like, I'm not a cake guy. Like, it could be like kind of gummy.
Yeah, no, it's good.
You
it's not
be,
gummy.
Like, dry, like, you know. But
no, it's not dry.
But this is a strong pound cake.
He's a nice man.
My grandmother with the pound cake. She used to love the pound. She'd make the pound cake all the time. The pound cake. My mother would make the bake. Like, they would bake the pound cake. Does your mother bake?
Yes.
That's like a lost art, isn't it?
She,
like nobody makes no anymore.
Yeah, you're right. She makes a good pound cake, too.
My mother would, she would do the, she used to do, she makes a pound cake, your mom?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that was a thing.
I made her day. I said, your pound cake's better than Stock's.
Oh, really?
And it made her day.
You're a good boy. Yeah, you're a good son. See, that's good by you. I'm proud of you. VT Ron, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic VT.
My boys, what's going on, fellas? I'm on the road again, Andrew.
Where are you going now, Tech Man? Are you going back to Blacksburg?
I'm heading to Blacksburg. We got Wake Forest, but the only problem is, Ant, it's the same time as the LSU-Alabama game.
Oh, you can't go to that. You got to watch the game.
I'm going to try to get it on my phone.
By the way, good call by you. You said that Vatek would play the Notre Dame tough.
Yeah, yeah, and they did. I mean, really, we should have won the game. But I'm not going to go there. Hey, Ant, I'll tell you, before we get into it, man, if I was going to change something, I'd want to be in Tuscaloosa. I would want to be in
Tuscaloosa. Yeah, man.
That's
outrageous, that game. Like, I know nobody cares about it here. But, you know, if you like college football a little bit, like, that's – Tua's going to play. It'll be Tua against Joe Burrow. I love Joe Burrow.
Oh, you know, see, I think that's the difference in the game, to be very honest with you. I don't know how healthy Tua's going to be. And I think Burrow – you know, Burrow has a – and I know we're talking college a little bit. He has a 78% completion rate. 78%. That man can throw the ball.
I know. I know.
You know – I think that's the difference. Does that negate the home field advantage? I don't know. But, man, that's going to be one hell of a game. I'm taping it, and I'm going to try to watch it while I'm sitting in Lane Stadium. I don't know that's going to happen. But, listen, I got a couple of things. We're talking about pound cake, and maybe Andrew knows this from Brigantine. Dot's Cream Donuts in Ocean City. I would go through dirt for Dot's Donuts. The cream donuts at Dot's are the best. And I know people that vacation in Ocean City. It's on Asbury Avenue. I don't want to make an advertisement, but they're the best cream donuts ever.
Let me ask you a question about the cream donut now. Because that was another one of my, like, the old school people. Like, my grandmother, there used to be a bakery, Randazzo's, right? And Randazzo's, it was on 19th and Rittner, right? And she would go... She would get these, the cream donuts. And now, you know, listen, like, they're ridiculous, right? Like, those things. Like, you know, but I...
Oh, man.
But you can't, you know, but they're... She would go get... It was a thing every, you know... The cream donut was like a thing in the house. Like, what is that?
Anthony, if I could answer to you, I don't know. It's just... There's something about, especially Doc's cream donuts. The cream is like a little. It melts. You know, some cream donuts, the cream is real heavy. This just melts. And man, I tell you, every time we used to go to Ocean City, and I miss the Doc's cream donuts. But on the other end of it too. Now, I wanted to get to the Eagles a little bit. I'm with Andrew. I think they're going to split. I think they're going to run the table. I think the Giants are going to give us a game. I really think the Giants are going to. Daniel Jones, he's only getting better every week. So with that in mind, let's clean up the rest of the season, get to the playoffs. Hey, let's have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. Go Birds!
Go Birds! Go Birds! There you go. I get my man up here. Look at this. T-Will. T-Will and I bond over Fred G. Sanford.
Yeah, listen, man. Classic. Big dummy classic.
Like, did your parents watch? Like, my father loved it.
Oh, constantly. I grew up with it. Man. It was on the house at least 3 times a week, man.
Yeah,
The morning, afternoon, night. That, All in the Family and Mama's House.
I used to like, there was one where Fred was playing poker, right? And he knew that Rollo and Lamont were getting snookered. And so they left, they come back, and he's got like, they go, what time is it, Pop? And he rolls up his sleeve, and he's got like 8 watches.
Classic, man. We can talk all day about that.
I know.
Hey, listen, man, what's going on with these 5 questions that I was hearing about off and on today?
You got the Philly. You want to take the 5? Yeah, here you go. The Friday 5. Here you go. First question is, how does the Eagles season play out? Tell me the second half. What happens?
Well, you know, you're not going to – you might like this, but I'm going to have to agree with Salchunas, man. I think they're going to split either New England or Seattle, and –
I hope you guys are right on.
Destiny's in their hand, because we got to look at something. Because last season was the same way. You know, it was up and down, up and down, up and down, and you just didn't know which way it was going to go with the team. And now all of a sudden, you know, they caught fire. They got the playoff game, and we went down to New Orleans, and you know, it played out. So, you know, you just got to stick with it. And I told you about a month or two ago. You know, I'm really going to start evaluating the team. You know, after Thanksgiving going into December. So I really think that if they split between New England and Seattle, they got a really, really good chance in sneaking in.
All right, let's do this then. Question number 2. Give me a matchup that you would watch non-Philadelphia. Any sport that you would rearrange your schedule.
Duke Carolina.
Yeah, that's a good one. Very good.
Duke Carolina.
All right, who are you completely out on? This is my Klentak question.
Well, you can have Klentak. I'm out on Mike Rowe. I'm out on Deuce Daly. I'm out on Press Taylor. I'm out on the Eagles coaching staff. Man, at the end of this season, get Doug a real staff, man. This is terrible. This is terrible. The offense needs to change. Carson needs weapons. And, you know, the offense they're running right now is just dreadful. It's dreadful. And, you know, Carson's not this type of quarterback. You know, he's got a big arm. Let him showcase it. He likes to get out of the pocket. Let him move. The style that we have right now just doesn't fit our quarterback, and it's just not working. So
no, I'm surprised you're bullish on the second half.
Well, you know, look how it's played out. Look how the schedule's playing out. You know, you got a weak Giants. You got a weak Washington Redskins starting a rookie quarterback. The Giants playing a rookie quarterback. You got the Dolphins who, you know, they're right now looking at draft number 1 besides the Jets. And you have the Cowboys again. So if you beat the Cowboys at home, then you got a chance.
How about this one? What commercial do you like that you are afraid to admit?
I like the kids commercial, the AT&T kids commercial. They don't run them anymore, but when they were sitting around, the guy would ask them all questions. And he says, he looks at the kid and says, what's that to you? And he goes, a lion. He goes, what's a lion doing? He goes, rawr. All right.
I like it. All right, and lastly, what are you going to knuckle over? What food would you knuckle over?
Listen, man, I'd whip somebody's ass over my mom's corn pudding. Thanksgiving's coming up. Hey, Mom, I know you listening. That corn pudding, make an extra dish for Big T-Will over here.
So what is the corn pudding?
It's a corn pudding, and what it is she takes fresh corn, and she sautés it down with cinnamon, brown sugar, little...
Okay. So it's like a rice pudding.
Well, kinda, but it's with corn. And what she does is she takes a custard, folds it in, and bakes it. And
oh wow,
man, you want to talk about something lovely?
Yeah, my mother used to make the rice pudding. I guess it's along the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's along the same thing, but it's a little thicker.
Okay, all right, it's cool. That's good stuff, man. I like that's what's mom's good. That's mom's stuff.
Yeah, that's a strong five there, T-Will. Hey, listen, man, I got to come correct on the Cuz Show. You know that.
You're right. You came strong, as always, man. Strong.
Appreciate you. Hey, listen, man, what's going on with the Sixers this week? What are we doing?
Tonight is a tough one in Denver. We got to hit a T.O., and we'll discuss. You have a pick?
Yeah, well...
I lost you. Sorry, T-Will. We'll give you that line coming up. We'll have our picks next. Don't go anywhere. It is the Midday Show. The Tunis. I'm Cuz, Chickies and Pete's Marlton.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I was
one o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly Proud and Philly Strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, the live at Chickies and Pete's right here in Marlton, New Jersey. My buddy Dale was just telling me he used to play cards with Red Fox, like on a regular basis. He was like he lived in Vegas at times. My man was bi-coastal at 17, and he was living in Vegas at that. He used to play with Red Fox.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
That's pretty good, man. All right, you have some of our answers. The five, by the way, was brought to you by the poll, which is Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Got a cold wife? Cairns can warm her up. With special financing rebates up to $1,925 on a new heating system, visit MarvinEcans.com for an estimate.
All right, so what are you interested in most out of the five?
What food you would fight over?
Okay, here we got a couple answers here. This one from Nicole. She goes, hot wings and cheese fries from Santucci's, which is a good spot.
Yes.
She says, however, they
I've
have
never
to be-
had their hot wings. Like their pizza, but I've never had the
They're
hot
good.
Wings.
They're good. I've had them ordered. She says they have to be hot, though, not cold. In case you're wondering.
Yeah, well, Nicole's not. She's not having your sicko, cold food weirdo thing.
Our man Karate Mark tweeted in, he's going to fight the whole family for the end piece of the meatloaf or any burnt ends. Are you in on that?
I don't do the meatloaf, but...
No? I love the meatloaf.
I've never eaten meatloaf in my entire life. My mother never made it.
Never had meatloaf?
No.
Come on, man. I'm going to bring you some meatloaf one day.
No, I skeeve it.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, no. It's just like a meatball, I guess. They say that. I don't know.
Yes.
But I skeeve it. I don't like it.
Zach from Old City says his Italian mother-in-law's meatballs. The best, he says. He would fight over that.
There you go.
And then how about this? The oatmeal cookie from Michael. I love the oatmeal cookie.
Ew, really?
I'm so in on the oatmeal cookie.
You like the oatmeal cookie?
Yes. If it's fresh, oh, they're good.
Really?
I have gone to the grocery store, and instead of buying the chocolate chip cookie in the package, I have purchased the oatmeal cookie.
You go oatmeal over chocolate chip?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also like 80 years old at heart, so.
You are, man. You're the oldest young dude ever. Pretty amazing.
So that's some of the answers. We got also from Budokan. Have you ever had? I've never eaten there, but from Budokan, the black and pepper beef.
Yes, ridiculous. So
a lot of people responding.
The calamari salad, which is really good.
Oh, really? A lot of people responding. Some seafood. Somebody's tweeting in. Mother-in-law's rice and beans. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Jen Fred on the text board says barf meatloaf.
Barf?
Yeah. She's out on the meatloaf, too.
Come on, Jen.
That's right.
I love the meatloaf.
Meatloaf's that horrible. All right. Let's go. Let's get our picks, shall we? What's the line on the Sixers game tonight?
I can try and find that out for you.
I thought you would know that off the top of your head.
No.
Shocked you don't.
I'm sorry.
All right.
By the way.
Yes.
A little bit of news. Adam Thielen out this weekend for the Vikings.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Oh, no.
That's not good
Adam
for my
Thielen
pick either.
Adam Thielen is out. Get out. By the way, my man here says Denver 5. You got a feeling like it's kind of a Denver line, isn't it?
Yeah.
No Ben. What do you think?
Yeah, the Nuggets are winning tonight. I'm telling you. I don't want to admit it, but they're winning tonight. The Sixers are not winning.
I think they shocked the world.
Okay. Hey, I hope so. Like, you hope the Eagles. You hope I'm right about Eagles. I hope you're right about the Sixers.
No, I know. Listen, it's not a spot for them. End of a road trip. You got to go to Denver. I don't know. What's Joe going to last that out?
Yeah, seriously. Nah, Howell Neto's going to put up 40 tonight. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they're going to say trade Ben.
All right. Couple things. All right, let's go college, bro.
All right, what do you got?
I'm going to go Georgia.
Georgia?
Yes. Laying the points.
Okay. I'm going to go with your man, Matty Rhule.
Oh, you can't do that.
Why?
We didn't even play. He was my selection over TCU.
Okay. Then go ahead. You give the pick, and I'll say I'm with you.
All right, we both got it together.
Oh, so you're going Baylor, 2.5?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
No, we're both together. Georgia's over Missouri, by the way.
Okay.
16.5, I like Georgia. All right, we both have. Listen, it's good. You're a sharp guy. You're sharp. We had Matt on. We never played it. We don't have time. I hate to do this. I'm starting to get worried about Penn State.
Really?
Yeah. I think Minnesota keeps it close.
+6.5?
Yeah. That line was 7. I remember seeing it earlier in the week.
Wow. You're going to keep it close, you say?
I think it's Minnesota, yeah.
Good strategy to play during the day instead of at night.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go Notre Dame at Duke. Duke's actually been playing okay this season, but Notre Dame, they're going to cover the 8 against Duke.
All right, I'm going to go Bama. I love LSU, but he's like Belichick, man. Although Clemson did beat him, but I think Bama covers the 6.
Okay, I'm not touching that game. I don't know. I was talking to Joe Torty here. He's liking LSU in that game.
Well, I love Burrow and all, and
hey,
I think
you've been
the
talking
Bama
about for
defense
a while.
And. I just got a weird feeling. I was on LSU, LSU, LSU. I was on that train. But I think it's a Bama. I came down to earth, and I think it's a Bama, Bama, Bama.
Okay, this is probably stupid of me to do. But there's no way a team like Maryland, even though they've been playing like, you know what,
don't
recently.
Don't do it.
43.5?
Don't do it. Not with
43.5?
That Ohio State team is nasty, man.
43.5?
Don't do it. Get you at your own peril.
Maryland +43.5.
Don't get in front of that train. Bad move.
They're not winning.
Bad move.
43.5?
Ohio State puts up a 60 spot. 63-7. And you go down in flames.
You going official play?
Young man. Sure.
All right.
Sureness.
43.5. Come on, man.
Kansas State +7 against Texas.
Really?
Texas is not a good team.
All right. I don't have any more college plays. That was my last one.
All right.
Ridiculous.
Let's go to the
number.
NFL.
All right. I got Tampa Bay. Bruce Arians, they're playing okay under Bruce. And I was shocked last week, the line with the Seattle game and then the way they played. Tampa Bay, 4.5-point favorites. hosting Arizona Cardinals. I think Tampa Bay wins at and covers.
I think that's a good. I think that's a good selection. How about? I'll take the Carolina Panthers plus 5.5 against the Packers.
Oh, see, I would go against you. I'm not playing that game for a reason. You want me to go against you?
Do it.
I just think Aaron Rodgers is going to come out like a crazy man this weekend after what happened last week.
So you got the Pack. Go, Pack, go. All right. I'm going to take the Rams minus 3.5 against the Steelers.
I had that and I crossed it off.
Why?
I don't know why. Why is it number 3.5?
Well,
I think it's too small.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Think it's a trap?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Ravens, 10.5 at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's terrible. Agent Green's not going to play.
That's a trap game of all trap games.
Well, it's not going to be, though. Action Jackson.
Bad spot. Off of that wrecking the Patriots. That's a bad spot for the Ravens. I wouldn't go near it.
I'm going near it.
Go. All right. You got it, baby. Give me the Saints minus 13.5 against Atlanta.
Okay.
They packed it in. They're done.
Yeah, they're done.
So
Dan Quinn's got to be fired.
Saints will destroy them.
I'm going to go with your Buffalo squad. Plus 2.5 at Cleveland.
I like it. The Fighting McDermotts. All right, that's I'm done. No more.
I got two more.
You have two more?
Yep.
Did you pick every game?
I shouldn't do this after the Thielen news.
I would take the Cowboys, but
I'm still
going to
roll with the Vikings. Plus 3 at Dallas. And then also Seattle. Plus 6.5. San Fran's going to win that game, but I think they're going to keep it close. Russell Wilson, some magic out of him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Going to have to travel far to San Francisco.
I'd be on the Niners if I were you. But that's for Monday. There you have it. There's the picks. It's the daily number. We use the Parks Casino Sportsbook numbers for all the picks. Good luck this weekend. We'll come back in just a moment live from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. It's the Midday Show with the Tunis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so here's the deal. Chickies Mondays, all you can eat wings and crab fries, $19.99. It's good, right, Dale? It's good. Dale knows food, too. He's a Cosmies. He owns Cosmies. Him and the sack have Cosmies with their great steaks. Let's get to Jacob. Jacob's in Jacksonville. But he's a fly guy. He's fired up. Jacob, what do you say, man?
How's it going, boys?
What you doing, buddy?
Not much. I just got three quick points because I know you don't got a lot of time. One, first of all, congrats to Andrew on the wedding. I'll be following up right after you in February.
Oh, are you really? Congratulations, right. Brother.
Thank you. So good luck to you, man. You're doing a great job on the show. Miss Jason and all, but you're doing great. Two, food I would fight over. I would love to have another actual traditional Philly cheesesteak. You guys are lucky. Consider yourself fortunate.
I know you. Because you get nothing. The problem is once you leave the borders, you're nothing but Fugazi sandwiches around.
I know. You don't need to tell them.
How about the Fly Guys? That game last
night?
The Young Bucks.
That's right. Yeah. It's a Flyers Friday. And
Farabee. Yeah. It's a Farabee Friday.
There you go.
I love Farabee.
Yeah, man. Man, I'm regretting not buying a Konechny jersey this year, man.
Him dude, he's outraged. He's ridiculous, isn't he? But they they go 0 for 6 in a power play. They miss on a penalty shot, and they still win the game in overtime. That usually Price was ridiculous, but that usually crushes a team, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I just got a question for both of you, pro and con. Which player, you know, do you think on the downcline that you're looking down on this year, and who are you thinking is going to take them to this level? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I told you, I'm Farabee, man. And I'm out on Voracek. I'm out on Voracek. Busy with his crab fries. But by the way, Mikey Miss is back. Looking forward to him. 2 o'clock with Tyrone. And is Natalie back too?
No, Joe Torti will be doing updates on the television screen.
Oh, Joe JT's doing it, huh? Nice. Joe Torti being all prettied up for TV. Our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. All right, everybody. Listen, Tunis, great work this week.
You as well.
Nice job, and have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to go Vikes, right? We need the Vikings. So let's do the skull chant. And root on the Vikes. Stay tuned for Mike next. Have a great weekend. Love yous.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.